push county to, for this to happen. You know, we always talk about things, and everyone says we can expand the hospital or increase room sizes and get new equipment and upgrade it, and everybody's all for that. Everybody says they is supposed to say amen to that, but you got to have people to get out there and get it done. So we've got people today that got it done, and I'm honored for it. I'm very appreciative for Director Ryan McMullen coming here on this great day, and I've served with Ryan four or five years in the House, and he's a mover and shaker. And believe me, well, he understands rural Oklahoma. So, Ryan, thanks again for your efforts in coming down here. I've thought about some, I tried to think a long time ago when I first came to Antlers, and some of the things that happened, and, you know, we had kind of a small hospital, we got enlarged, and it was a springboard for things, good things happened. I remember Dr. Ellis and I came here about the same time, I guess, close to 100 years ago, wasn't it, Ed? But we came here and we was talking recently, and he said, well, when I came here, I was kind of disappointed. I said, what happened, Ed? He said, well, I came here and started practicing medicine, put out my shingle, and went around and met everybody and told them I was going to practice medicine here. And said, oh, about a month later, they started building a brand new funeral home here. So that kind of worried him a little bit. But it worked out good. But I've noticed one thing about hospitals, and not to compare a hospital to businesses, but it is to some degree. And I've kind of learned business. I've seen people build new facilities, have state-of-the-art, the very best stuff in the world, good location, good market. But you know what? You got to have good staff to manage and run it. Because you can have all that stuff. You can have all the physical stuff. But the intangible asset is someone's got the skill and the dedication to make it work. And fortunately, we've always had that here in Antlers. And I'm really excited to be a part of that. And thanks to the community for serving and for the hospital board for what they've been able to do in the last few years and unite the community and get everybody behind this. And just in closing remarks, the hospital, your main mission statement, I guess, is to treat people and increase the quality of health care. But it goes much further than that also. You know, look at the job that supplies. And it goes beyond that, because if you've got a good hospital, you're going to attract people to come to their communities, because that's the first thing to look at. I heard an instance today, a gentleman that came here over the weekend, I'll not call his name because it might infringe on, what's that law, HEPA or whatever. But I do know a friend that came here and treated him. They sent him back to specialists in Oklahoma City. They did surgery on him up there to figure out what was wrong with anything big. But they commented, said, this guy got excellent care out of Bush County. Got excellent. You're just exactly what you're supposed to do. But, you know, that makes me feel good to hear those kind of stories. Well, I'm indeed a pleasure to introduce my good friend, Senator.